Derech Eretz Kadmah Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horetz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Simcha. In the Chumash and the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, we have two sets of kolos. The first appears in Sefer Vayikra, the last Parsha of Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Bechu Kolosai, Peruch Avav. The second occurs in Parshas Kisavo of Sefer Devar and Peruch Av Ches. The basic outline of the proclam is the same. The kolos, parshas of the kolos, both begin with a series of blessings that will befall Am Yisrael when they go in the ways of Hashem. If you look in Bechu Kolosai, Peruch Avav, first there is a series of blessings that will come upon the people from the goodness of Hashem and the bounty of God when we go in the ways of Hashem. But the Torah warns us very clearly that if we do not go in the ways of Hashem, a series of klalos will befall us. Difficult, very, very difficult psukim, difficult parashios. The first is in Bechukosei, the second is in Kisavo. Interestingly, we have a principle, Chazalva principle, Tech Lashana Vekilkolosei, let the year and its curses end. Therefore, Bechukosei is always read before Shavuos, and Kisavo is always read before Shoshana. The year, so to speak, of Matan Torah goes from Shavuos to Shavuos. Kosher Dibra Hashem Nasa V'Nishma Nochi Hashem Akech Lo Yiyah Lecholio Mecher Mal Panay Lo Sis Hashem Hashem Akech Al Shav Zechor Hashem Hashav Asakacho Kabez Avicha Vesimech. Those are the first of the five Dibras. The first of what we translate is the Ten Commandments. So when we come to New Year Matan Torah, we are reaccepting the Torah upon ourselves every Chag HaShavuos, and we say, Hashem, let the year and its curses end. Therefore, we read the Parsha of Bichu Kosai always before Chag HaShavuos, and we read Kisava always before Rosh Hashanah. Those are the two new years, so to speak. Tich Lashana V'Kilkosel, let the year and its curses end. We have a fresh start every Rosh Hashanah. We have a fresh start every Chag HaShavuos. It's a new year. It will be overflowing with abundant blessings. Amen v'amen halavai. So the Pasuk actually tells us, okay, even though we're approaching Chag HaShavuos, Tich Lashana V'Kilkosel, Bichu Kosai, I'm going to look at a specific Pasuk from Kisava with you. That is in Peruch Av Ches of the Book of Devarim, Pasuk Mem Zayim. After listing many kolos that will befall us, and there's a custom to read both sets, both of these parashos, quickly and quietly, as if we don't want to hear of such things, we don't want to speak of such things. But the pasuk in Kisavo tells us very powerfully, why will these terrible things befall us? Tachas asher lo avadato as Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uvituv levav mirov kol. You want to know why these kolos are going to befall you? So the kolos baruch hu tachas, because asher lo avadot, remember shir number one in the series we spoke about from Rav Shamsham Falush, ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, tachas asher lo avadot Hashem alkecha b'simcha v'tuv leva mirav kol, because you did not serve the Lord your God with gladness, with happiness, with rejoicing, ubetuv levav, and with goodness of heart, meirov kol, when you had an abundance of everything, zukt rashi, meirov kol, ba'od sha'ya l'chol kol tuv, when everything was so good for you, when you had all that is good, you forgot to serve Hashem with simcha, and with goodness of heart. So on the most basic level of pshat, we understand, or connecting this to shir number one in this series, in this midah, how important, how imperative it is to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not only by rote, not only to do the mitzvahs, to love Torah, to love mitzvahs, to be excited and passionate, to have a true simcha in our avodas Hashem. I heard a beautiful and powerful idea said over in the name of the Nova Minsker Zatzal, Rav Yaakov Perlow. He's actually nifter from COVID during the pandemic at the age of 89. I heard this word told over by Rabbi Eli Portal, who is a rabbi in Hafter. I live in Woodman, New York. Currently, he resides in Woodman, New York. Rabbi Eli Portal, I heard him say a beautiful word over in the name of the Novominska Rabbi, Rabbi Yaakov Perlow Zatzal. Tachas also means under. What does it mean, tachas, shalavados, shalamakecha, besimcha, v'tuv leiv, v'mirav kol? Why does the word start with tachas, the pasuk? Why doesn't it just say, because you did not serve Hashem from joy and gladness of heart when you had an abundance of everything? Why does the pasuk begin with the word tachas? So the Novominsky Rebbe suggests that tachas means under. It means underlying every Jew who you see who is not serving Hashem with simcha and gladness of heart. There's a reason that you don't know about. There's something happening in that person's life. There's more than meets the eye. When someone is struggling to serve God with joy in their heart, it's because there's a tachash. There's some underlying reason, struggle, challenge, difficulty, pain that you don't see. It's not visible to the naked eye. Maybe you don't know, but it exists in the person's heart. That it's making it difficult for them to serve Hashem, and that is diminishing their simcha tachash. Don't judge another person when you see them struggling their avodas Hashem. Remember that there is a tachash. There's a reason why they are lacking simcha. So what is our job? One, to strive to be besimcha for each one for ourselves. But two, when we see somebody else struggling, not to pry, not to be nosy, not to ask questions and comments just because we want to be in the know, to try and alleviate their tachas in whatever way we can to bring them an elevated degree of simcha. And then be'ezor Hashem, when we serve Hashem besimcha, and he sees that we try to be misameach others besimcha, then be'ezor Hashem, we will be zocha, taka, tichla, shana, v'kilkla, seha, tachal shana, uberchasa, amen v'amen, kol tov. Thank you so much. Best wishes for a wonderful day.